So let's summarise assertiveness. Many of us are not naturally assertive. However, we can learn to display more assertive behaviour with practice and some guidance. Below are some examples of how assertive behaviour might be displayed in different situations. Gathering information. Ask open questions that allow the person to choose their own response rather than trying to put words into their mouth. Let people speak, express themselves without interruption from you. Don't feel that you need to respond at length to everything the other person says. A brief nod or comment can suffice so that they can continue to share the information required. Assert your right to ask questions, but remember that you may be required to explain why you are asking them. Giving information. Be direct, concise, and get to the point. Don't over-justify what you are saying or load it too heavily with concerns or reservations. Think about how much information to give. Try telling them everything they must know, some of what they might need to know, but not all that they could know. Making requests. Don't beat around the bush. If you think it's appropriate to ask, then ask. If explaining why you are making a request, avoid over-justification. Keep it short and simple and not too long-winded. Avoid manipulating others by playing on their goodwill. Make sure your request stands on its own merits. When faced with a refusal to an important request, seek a proposal that convinces the other person rather than just pushing to get your own way. Acknowledge and accept the other person's right to say no to your request. Refusing requests. Keep it short and simple. Don't ramble or justify excessively. As your reply may be short, make sure that your non-verbal behaviour is assertive and not aggressive. State briefly and concisely what you can and can't do, or what you are willing or not willing to do. If pressed, repeat your refusal, slowing down a little and emphasising the important words. Disagreeing. Think about why you disagree and support it with objective data where possible. Don't personalise your disagreement. Disagree with what the person is saying, not with the person saying it. State clearly what it is you disagree with and balance this with any parts where in fact you might concur. Be open-minded. Accept some arguments and change your mind if you are convinced. Acknowledge and respect the other person's right to their view. Before we finish, take a moment to consider some action planning that you might want to pursue now. What are the three most important points that you have learnt during this podcast? What are the three main actions that you might like to take as a result of this podcast in order to modify your strategy for communication a little? When are you going to review your progress on these actions? And how will you practice these actions? And finally, how will you know when you have been successful in achieving those actions? This concludes the podcast on assertiveness. I do hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.